Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and all your podcast catchers, iHeartRadio, YouTube. It's me, Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And this is we're turning over a new page past this prologue. We have a new co-host who used to be a co-host, actually. Everybody's favorite horror writer, the author of Some Fucked Up Shit and Some Fucked Up Shit Goes, Nicole Six.
Woo!
I think we've done this before, Mark.
Once or twice.
Last time we were in a studio with a lot more alcohol.
No, you did a few Zoom shows.
I know.
You did a couple of Zoom. Last time I think we were Zooming.
That was me referencing to the fact that I've been your host before.
Well, I understand that. And when we were in the studio, you always insisted on some Fireball whiskey, which I was happy to provide. And
well, it's not quite like that. Mark was always very much a gentleman and would ask each person what they'd like to drink. And most people chose water and I chose Fireball.
Yeah. And a lot of our guests chose Fireball too. But we've got some exciting stuff coming up. We were actually commiserating last night at the Sunset Grill and plotting out the future. And we got some exciting guests coming up. Exciting guests today. I haven't been doing a lot of live shows because of the pandemic, but I went to Las Vegas on New Year's, and I met this comic. And you know, Nicole, I'm very hesitant to have comics on the show. I usually don't have comics on the show. When I have comics on the show, they have to be interesting other than comedy. And this person is very interesting other than comedy. We're going to talk about all sorts of things from Shakespeare to breast milk and everything in between.
That's quite the topic.
And from coast to coast, she's very funny and very interesting. Shibley Quarterman.
Woo! Hello. Thank you for having me.
Did I pronounce the last name right?
Quarterman. Yeah, perfect.
It's not like Alan Quartermain. It's Quarterman.
Quarterman. Yes.
Yes.
That is.
Literary reference nobody got except for the two people that saw League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I know the reference just because everyone asked me that. Is it Sean Connery?
Yes.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery's movie that made him retire because it was so bad.
Oh.
That's a bad name. Yeah. Anyway, he's dead and we're alive.
Fuck him. Fuck that guy.
Before we get started, I've got to do our sponsors really quick. Audible is still sponsoring the show, Nicole.
Awesome.
And the deal's even better than it ever has been. You can get a free book, and they have everything from Shakespeare to Smut. I actually just downloaded and listened to the autobiography of Rob Halford from Judas Priest.
Oh, nice.
Which is very interesting. A lot of rock star and anal sex tales there. And but they've got everything, whatever you're into, from Shakespeare to Smut. You get a free book, and it used to be where you just got one free Audible original. Now you have access to thousands of Audible originals, and you can download those at your leisure with the membership. And just go to audibletrial.com/DMS. audibletrial.com/DMS. Free book. Free 30-day trial, access to thousands of Audible originals. You can cancel the next day, but I bet you don't because you get deep discounts if you stay. And also sponsored by Doomy's Home Cooking, the best vegan food you ever had. Shibley, I see your lovely curves. I'm assuming you're not vegan.
I'm not vegan, no.
No, I'm not vegan, as I'm sure you surmised. Nicole is not vegan, but we love Doomy's Home Cooking.
We do. We love vegan food. I'm actually going to a birthday party on Saturday. Hopefully he doesn't tune into this because it'll ruin the surprise. But I'm planning on getting him some vegan treats from Das Baker.
Ah, Das Baker does. And that's a takeoff of Das Bunker, mm-hmm. which is the industrial club. He does the desserts, but they have pulled pork. They have shrimp po' boys. Last time we were there, I had the chicken cordon bleu. Just vegan junk food.
Nachos, Mexican restaurant. Chili cheese fries.
What's that?
I said nachos and chili cheese fries.
The nachos were voted the one of the 10 best nachos in LA by the LA Weekly, the only one without meat. Go to 1253 Vine Street in Hollywood. There's one in Culver City and one in Toronto, Canada. Doomy's Home Cooking. It's the best. And one more sponsor. You're not familiar with this one yet, Nicole. But you know I like to drink energy drinks.
Yes.
I don't drink coffee. I like tea, but I prefer my cold energy drinks. And I've tried them all. All of them. Steven Seagal's energy drink. They had one that had horny goat weed in it. I tried them all. This is the best. Raise energy drink. R-A-Z-E. You can't get this at 7-Eleven. You can't get this at the supermarket. But they do have it at GNC's. They did have it at gyms before all the gyms closed in LA. But there's gyms in Vegas that probably carry this. But the best way to get this is to use my code, which will be in the description of the show, on your podcast catchers on YouTube. You get 15% off a case. This is Apollo flavor.
Awesome.
They have Baja lime flavor. They have sour gummy worms. They have grape bubble gum. Great flavors. So
I'll have to get some of those for my friend Luis. He always drinks energy drinks. Like, that's his thing.
Get him a case, 15% off.
I can think of people too. Definitely a lot of people out there would be interested in this product.
Does he like grape bubble gum?
I don't know.
Get in the sour gummy worms. I like it. Anyway,
okay, I'll probably like it.
Before we talk to Chablis, Nicole, you had something you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yes. We haven't quite worked this out yet, but we want to do a segment with you guys where I talk about something that's trending. And today, I'm going to do a very short little explanation of Nathan the Cat Lady. So I've been cooped up for quarantine. And so I've been doing more and more stuff on Instagram because now they have IG video and they have reels and they have all these different things you can watch on Instagram. So I was scrolling through and I found Nathan the Cat Lady. And this is a attractive single man who lives with three cats and he films them. He also feeds squirrels. He has a little picnic table on his balcony, like little squirrel sized picnic table. And he has little nuts. So if you are interested.
Wait a second. He feeds the little nuts to the squirrels. He doesn't have literal little nuts.
He has little peanuts he gives the squirrels and a tiny picnic table they sit on.
He's just out teabagging squirrels.
Yeah, I don't think this
where do I find this?
Nathan the Cat Lady
with his miniature balls. That's cool.
Anyway.
You knew it was going there. You set me up too easy, Nicole. It's cute. It's a guy. He's an actor.
I'm still thinking about how cool it is that there's a hot single guy that and a cat. So ladies, you should all look at Nathan the Cat Lady. That's what I'm going to say. When I Googled him, because I was curious more and learn more about him, the top two things Googled were if he was gay and his net worth.
Oh, wow.
Did they both check out for you?
I didn't click on them. Didn't find the information I was looking for, but I still like his account, so I'm going to watch it every day because that's what I do. I wake up now because I do social media management while COVID's happening, so there's nothing really else to do. So literally, I'm on my phone for the first 3 hours of my day, and I have a whole list of different accounts now I check out, and he's on that list now. Nathan the Cat Lady.
Nathan the Cat Lady. Yeah. I'm trying to get him on the podcast. I've already emailed him, but... yeah, this is welcome to LA, Chablis. This is the type of stuff you get here.
Yeah.
Chablis from New York.
Yep.
Do they have male cat ladies in New York? I'm sure they do.
I wouldn't fuck them, so I don't know. That's not
me. Is it because they're tiny balls?
It's the tiny balls. Actually, I like a nice, taut, succinct ball sack. A nice... hot scrotum.
Well, let's talk about this because I you know, most women that I know, not that into balls, but I've been with two or three that were all about the balls. They couldn't stay away from the balls.
I don't like when they look like an egg that's just been cracked into the pan and it's like, bleh, it's like that, and it hangs and it's all droopy.
Well, that sounds like somebody has cancer.
Yeah, I don't like, maybe if that's a guy, my exes would
somebody that needs some testicular checkup. Nicole, what are your feelings about balls? I'm sorry this trans. I know you like Nathan the Cat Lady. I'm sorry this transitioned into dick talk right away, but
no, that's fine. I actually want this bit. This is our first time starting it, so it was a little rocky. But I'd like for it to only take a couple of minutes because the main thing here is never the guess. In answer to your question about testicles, I like a nice shaft. And then I like to massage the testicles while I'm giving head. Because right. guys like that.
Do you like large? Like
their balls.
Do you like them large? Do you like them asymmetrical? Do you like them tossed? Like
I like them clean. Like clean the, is nice. The guy I'm currently seeing, he always is clean. Otherwise, the balls smell.
So I know Sabli like, had a you had an encounter with a uncircumcised man that didn't go, quite go so well. Is that right?
You did all your research. Wow.
Yeah, I like it was the first person I hooked up with after my ex, so I was already like reticent and in a weird place. And then I get like schmegma dick like that. Did I deserve that? No, I don't think so. But it took me 8 bangs to realize that. That he was uncircumcised. I'd be like, well, he is like, I was calling my girlfriends and I'm like, this dude's dick is sour. And they were like, sour? And I said, yeah, like, have you encountered that? They're like, no. And I've banged other guys that were uncircumcised before because I love Europeans. Like I have a fetish for European guys.
Yeah, so we're gonna get to that.
Taste it, but this guy just does not get in there. And I love him. He's a good friend of mine, but he just, yeah, it took me like the 7th or 8th bang because I always was drunk when I hooked up with him because I wasn't that into him. And I finally like got a look at it and I was like, oh, there's like skin I've been pulling down this whole time. So stay away. That fireball like you were talking about, it's no good.
What did you think you were pulling down if you didn't think it was skin?
No, we were just in the dark. So I was just dipping my mouth. Like it wasn't like right. I was examining it. It doesn't really look or feel different when it's hard.
Mm.
You know,
I'll take your word for it.
I was dry.
I've never been with anyone circumcised.
Well, let me ask you this now. After, you know, the 6 or 7 drunken times that you do this, do you actually go to him and say, sir, your penis is a bit sour?
Yeah, I think, you know, because I was really drunk, I think I was like, oh, you're not circumcised? And he was like, no, you didn't know that? And I was like, no, I didn't know. And I think I did address the taste of it, but I'm not sure. And then I didn't bring it up to, I feel like that's really hurtful. So I didn't say it. I just right. took it like a champ the next couple times.
But wouldn't he want to know
that? That says a lot about my boundaries.
Wouldn't you want to scrub them up a little bit? And,
did I do what?
Wouldn't you want to scrub them up a little bit? And, you know.
Ugh. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just too much work. It shouldn't be work. It wasn't designed to be like that. So
yeah, put some.
I just bared down and I just took it to the face like a champ.
Put he some was really putting the job and blow job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he made it. He made it a job. But I don't know. Maybe I should have sucked some ice. Like I could have made it like let's get kinky with some ice, and then it just closed all my
ice is good
taste buds.
Well, I mean, you could.
That's
I mean,
for all you girls. Sucking the uncircumcised pee-pees. It sucks some ice.
You didn't even text him like, dude, put some axe under the turtle head, you know, something like that.
I should have. I don't know why I didn't do that.
Well, you can, it's never too late, but, women are, well, I guess guys too. It's a weird thing. It's, you know, people aren't honest when they're fucking. Completely.
I had no idea that a dick could stink. I understand pussy. You know, like I've been in the bathrooms on a hot summer day at like Orchard Beach, you know.
But like, same thing with dicks.
I had no idea dick could smell.
They could stick to the leg. All sorts of stuff happens.
No, I'm coming to your
house. It's sweaty. It's a very sensitive area. It can get funky. Like I said, I like a clean dick. I like a clean dick. I like clean balls. I like the courtesy that goes into that.
Also, it's right by the ass. It's all sorts of stuff going on there. So yeah. Anyway, I don't want to talk about his smegma all night as much as I would like to. But you were you born in New York? I know you were raised in New York.
Yeah, born and raised in New York. Yep, New York Hospital.
And you are freckle-faced Boricua.
Yes, half.
With a British name.
Yep, my dad's British. I'm getting my citizenship.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Are you getting into Puerto Rico too, or?
Well, Puerto Rico's part of.
Oh, America. Puerto Rico's part of the United States. What am I thinking?
No. Yeah.
I got smegma on the brain, but.
That's how I travel too.
You grew up in New York. You grew up in New York, and half English, half Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. Now, Did your father stick around? Was he part of the family?
Yeah. So my parents were dating for like 3 months and my mom was like, I want me a baby from a white man. And he was like, I don't really know you. And then he spunked inside her anyway. And here I am.
I know Puerto Rican girls.
Abortion, so he was like, no, you're not going to kill it. She was like, I'm not trying to kill it. I was trying to, this was on purpose. So I was wanted. And then my dad, I got really lucky. So I was born in New York Hospital, which is on 70th and York. And then my dad lived on 70th and York between 1st and York. And I went to school on 68th and 1st. And my mom worked on 70th and York. So I would get out of school, go see my dad. And then I would walk down the block to my mom's. And we'd head home together. So I would see both my parents every day.
That's good.
You wouldn't think that because I'm so fucked up. But
No, I wouldn't think that because your whole act is about how you want to fuck your dad.
Oh, my dad, very attractive. It's not daddy issues. I don't have an issue with it.
So, you just want to fuck your dad.
Oh, maybe his clone.
Wow. Okay.
My mom sent me some pictures of my dad the other day and I was like, is it hot in here? It was
posted one on the social media, I think.
What'd you say?
You posted one on social media, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I've been very paying attention, especially lately, to your social media because you posted pictures of your dad and a lot of scantily plaid photos.
Yes.
On Instagram. So
which is proud of the girls' pride and joy.
Oh, those so the right one is pride and the left one is joy.
It wow. was for sure.
Yes, because for people listening on radio and on podcasts, she's pointing to her breasts.
My chichis balabanda.
Yes. Yeah, because you and I'm sure a lot of people tell you, especially since you dye your hair, you don't look Boricua, but I guess the Boricua comes out.
It comes out. Well, I think I have Boricua titties.
You got a Boricua body, I think, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you were covered up when we did the show because it was freezing outside.
I'm so really happy you fucking asked me because I had a horrible set that night and you did really well. I think you were my favorite. And then I felt terrible. You know when you have a bad set and you want to get the fuck out of there? So I'm glad I stuck around and met you afterwards.
No, I'm glad too. I really don't want to talk about comedy, but the crowd needed some goosing. The crowd needed some energy, and really, my set honestly is not. People were like, "Oh, it's a fucking great set," and you know, for what it was, I got the crowd going.
Liked you, and I really liked your set and the headliner.
Yeah, but she was great, but. It was, I mean, I was really going dirty and going like trying to get people's attention, just getting people just to wake them up.
Right.
And you know funny? I have more subtle jokes and more intelligent jokes than I did that night.
Yeah, no, but it was good. But you know what? It's funny because, you know, I didn't do great. But you went more body and you did well. And I think people always associate me and go, oh, you're so sexual on stage. And like, I'm really not. To me, like, my sexual jokes are more like quirky, you know, to say a bang guys, they look like my dad. Like, I don't get into the nitty gritty of, you know, intercourse and describing it. And I did a show in the Poconos for a swingers convention.
Oh, how'd that go?
Woo! It was disgusting. I think I pictured people around looking like, you know, Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello. Like, everybody looked like Roseanne.
No, I when you hit the swingers clubs in Vegas, because you're in Vegas now, big swinger town.
But no, but I didn't do well because they wanted really raunchy, and I don't have really raunchy material. So it's right. I just find that funny that people lump me into like you're a sexual comic, but at sexual shows I'm the least sexual. Like they were bored for my set.
You're sexy. So the other comics are thinking sexual thoughts when you're on stage.
Oh.
That's why you're a sexual comic to them.
Can I say?
Yeah. But your material was great. I told you. I'm like, it was just the crowd was just, they needed a wake up. They needed way more energy. And literally I was jumping around like a fucking maniac trying to get them to just pay attention. You did.
Yeah. I don't know how to do that. I've been doing comedy for almost 10 years now. And I have never been able to bounce back from a room that has no energy. I don't know how to add the energy to it. I can just be myself. And that's my biggest struggle. That's why my comedy is so hit or miss. That's my biggest thing that I struggle with is consistency, because I can have a great set with the same material. You know how it goes.
Well, I think I know why this is. And this gets me to my next point I was going to get to, is that you come from an acting world.
Yeah.
You come from regimented theater.
Yes,
You went to the high school that they filmed the TV show and the movies Fame at.
Yeah. Wow.
You're like, Fame, I'm going to live forever.
I love that school. I miss it.
How was that? You had to audition to get in.
I auditioned, and you have to have good grades. And listen, I do it all. I'm not just tits. You know what I'm saying? I got some going on up there. I got some going on over there. You know. It's a mind fuck, though. Like,
I imagine.
There and they think they're going to be famous. And you're a kid. I mean, you audition at 13 years old. So, you know, you're going.
Oh, so you were there when you were 13, 14 years old?
You audition at 13. You go to high school at 14. And then... it's a huge mind fuck. Like everybody, you know, if there's a guest, you want it to be a famous person. Everybody is looking around school, like, who's going to be the next famous person? Is it me? And like Timothy Chalamet just hosted SNL a couple weeks ago. And I went to high school with him. And it's like, I'm selling butthole pics and he's on SNL. Like, it makes me feel like illegitimate. I don't know. You have to have a thick skin to go there, because first of all, it's high school. Everybody has self-esteem issues in high school, but to go to LaGuardia, you're in school with a bunch of super talented, good-looking fucking kids who have been on Broadway since they're 4 years old, and they have a nice headshot, and you don't even know what a fucking headshot is. And this person's been taking tap lessons since they could walk. And, you know, I didn't have that. Like, my parents, they knew I wanted to act. I would always do impressions and things and, like, dance around and want attention and entertaining strangers and things like that. But that sounds wrong. But, no, it's definitely rough. Like, I wish that my parents had heeded, you know, my wishes of like, I want a headshot. I want an audition. I want a manager or something. I want to go out there, 'cause I always wanted to act. And everybody I went to school with, I mean, it's a rich kid school, right? Like, if you get into school for playing the oboe, you had to pay for an oboe. You had to pay for lessons. You know, it's a rich person fucking instrument. Is it an instrument? It sounds like a bird, but I think it's an instrument. And, you know, like my first boyfriend, he was an instrumental major, and he played the cello and he played piano, and he lives in Alec Baldwin's building by NYU. I mean, this is who I went to school with, and I'm like some fucking poor kid from, I mean, I was lucky. My dad lived in Manhattan, but my dad's a gambler. My dad's an alcoholic. He doesn't spend his money on savings or, you know, like I had no setup. Like, I turned 18 and my parents were like, oh, you going to college? Is it college time? It's like, most people plan for this. I guess we didn't make a plan.
Hence your first name is Chablis. And right. It's a good thing that your father drinks wine instead of beer, or your first name would have been Corona or Budweiser.
Thank God it wasn't Corona. Imagine right now. It'd be terrible.
Corona,
I made
Porterman,
a joke about
yeah.
that. I was like, my parents want to name their next baby Corona. I guess that's out now.
Jägermeister Quarterman.
Jäger. Well, my son's name is Jameson, so I tried to keep
family tradition.
That's what I'm saying.
So you went to school with Timothy Chalamet. What was he like in high school?
He was popular. He's younger than me, though. And then his sister, I think, was a year ahead of me. And she's in King of Staten Island with Bill Burr and Pete Davidson. So she's got a budding career. But, you know, we didn't talk. He went out with Madonna's daughter. I went to school with Madonna's kid. I was a senior and she was she was a freshman. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. It's just, it's not normal. So you have to really
know. Who was your high school clique? Who was in your high school fame clique?
Ansel Elgort, you know him too. He's in the Divergent series and Fault in Our Stars, that book that got turned into
sounds familiar.
He's a pretty boy. He was in Baby Driver with like Jamie Foxx.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's him. So I went to high school with him, and these guys are younger than me though. So he ended up going to prom in my limo, but he was going to prom with my friend Yael. And I asked him, I was like, we were in the drama. We were in the basement, which is where the drama department is in LaGuardia. And we had lunch. And I asked him if he wanted to lick banana pudding off of my tits. And he said, no.
Oh, man.
But That motherfucker. They had like an Ansel.
That sounds really inviting.
Yeah,
I know. Really, I would say 85% of gay men would take that.
Fuck them. No, but these guys are really stuck up. Like, the thing is, I don't know if you saw, there was like an Ansel is canceled party because it was like leaked conversations of him and young girls. And 17 is legal in New York. He didn't break a law, but he likes a virginal, small looking girl. I don't know if you've seen his girlfriend, but short and petite, and she dances, and he's not interested in like a big titty girl coming on to him and being like a strong, some guys really like a little dead looking thing that they can prey on. And that was never me. So I was too far from him, but fuck and you. And well, I would still fuck you if you wanted to, but I don't really hate you, but whatever.
Yeah. I like him dead, but for a different reason. And we'll get to the pale skin in a second, but, okay. But you've also done Shakespeare on stage.
Yes, I have.
Like Shakespeare in a park or just?
No, I did off Broadway Shakespeare. My friend Alexis Confer is amazing. And she's pretty prominent in like her world of politics and all that stuff. She probably doesn't want me talking about her while we talk about Schmegma and things like that, because she likes to keep her reputation clean. So we can block her name in the post. Anyway. She was like, I want to direct some plays and I love Shakespeare. So she put together a company. We did improv together when I was like 20 years old at the Pit, and where I studied for a while. And then I interned there for a year. I did the box office and I fucked a bunch of married dudes doing improv. And that was my time there. But yeah, we did the Shakespeare, did a couple plays with her. I think she still puts the plays together. I think she calls it now Offline Productions. So check that out. And it was retweeted by the Alec Baldwin Foundation. So you know we're legit. So yeah, did Shakespeare have just, listen, I do it all.
Well, since you've referenced Alec Baldwin twice, what is your take on the Hilaria controversy?
Oh,
as a Latina yourself.
I know, as like a real white.
As a half Latina, and you must really have a unique take on it.
Yeah, I was on another podcast talking about that too. I don't know if you saw that, but no, we did it. We did a Instagram live. No, I mean, yeah, I think that when you're mixed and you can pass for certain things and you can code switch, there's times when I think code switching is a skill, like Barack Obama talks about and Kamala Harris does it. And it's a skill that you can relate to different people because you're from different parts of society, you share different cultures. So, but I think that I really do think she did it to be more interesting, because like she's a white girl from Boston, and then Spain is also European. So, I mean, does she really have like the flavor she's trying to purport? I don't think so. I think she turns it on to seem like I'm spicy and I'm married to this millionaire actor and I pop out a kid every 5 minutes. And aren't I?
Which by the way, that's very Latino.
What'd you say?
Popping out a kid every 5 minutes is very Latino. I'll give her that.
Ouch. Well, Spain is not Latino. Spanish is Hispanic, but it's not Latino.
No, I know. Right. I really want to, honestly, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Basically the bottom line is she's boring and,
she's
honestly
boring. She's trying to spice it up. Dazzle, dazzle.
She's a boring white girl, but what was funny about
white Hispanic people, they're really white Puerto Ricans. I have some of my family on my English side. They're half the Puerto Rican side that they are. They're not blood to me, but they're like blue eyed, like really pale. So it just depends. I mean, my mom is Afro Puerto Rican, so she looks like Cardi B. My grandmother looked like Aunt Jemima fell asleep in a tanning bed.
Nice.
So, yeah,
they'll have to rebrand her as the Mill now. But but what was funny about following you on stage, and this has never happened to me in many, many years I've been doing the comedy and doing these particular jokes, is I've never followed somebody or even been on a show with somebody that talked about how much they wanted to fuck pale people. And I did that when I was it was the weirdest thing, Nicole. My friend Kevin came to see the show and he's like, is she stealing your material? I'm like, no, she's got her own thing.
Yeah, that's been my thing for a very long time.
Me too.
Yeah,
I like pale nerdy guys that act like Sheldon on Big Bang Theory. That's literally
that's why you like the cat guy. I wish I liked nerds. I can't like a nerd.
It's okay.
My first boyfriend was the Alec Baldwin neighbor. He was a big nerd. And that's when I liked people for who they were. And now it's like, you're an asshole, but your cock has a hook in it. So I'm going to call you. It's bad.
But and by the way, the hook in the penis. I do a bit about because my ex-girlfriend looked at my penis and she asked how big it was. So I whipped it out and she said, that's the most perfectly shaped penis I've ever seen, followed by it looks like it's never been used, which I always wondered what a used penis looked like. I did that bit in New Orleans and a 70-year-old woman in the front row was like, it looks like a boomerang. So if you ever see like a boomerang, that's what it looks like.
Right, but you like her.
Yes. So you get, yeah, that's, yeah.
They call it a Captain Hook.
Captain Hook. Yeah, mine is straight as an arrow, but that's the way it goes.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Now it gets all the right places.
Yeah, you could use mine as a level. But Chablis, when did you first like pale men?
I didn't. So when I was in middle school, like I loved Keanu Reeves. And that was like my first major crush for a long time. Very obsessed. I would ask my mom to throw a party on his birthday every year to celebrate the day he came into the world. And she was like, you bugging out? I was like, probably.
He's tan and Hawaiian.
I don't know. But that was my first, but he's a white guy. And then I went to school. There were no white people in my school. Even though it was on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, it was like inner city kids that would all bus there, including me, because I would come from my mom's neighborhood, really. But my dad did live right there. It's, again, a very complicated identity. But there were no white boys. And then I took a math class in eighth grade. It was a school that had different schools in the building. So my elementary/middle school, I was in eighth grade and I took math courses in one of the high schools because, again, this girl's thinking. I was one of like two or three students who got to take math with the older kids in the high school. Oh, so advanced. And I used to be smart. And there was like a cute Russian boy in the class. And that was one of the first, like, I think I like white boys. Cause I also like eighth grade was the year before I went to high school and I had a Puerto Rican boyfriend and all he fucking talked about was Puerto Rico. And I was like, then fucking go to Puerto Rico. Like, I hate that shit. I find it really irritating. And so I was like, write me a love song. And he was like, yo soy boricua y tú sabes. And I was like, what does that mean? Sounds romantic. And he's like, it means I'm Puerto Rican and you know it. And I was like, I gotta fucking find something else because this does not excite me. So I was turned off and I was like, I don't relate to this. I don't speak Spanish. I'm not into the culture. I was always more of the Caucasian persuasion. And I would be like, I didn't get a real, like, along with my mom's side of the family because I was the only one that like had a dad and I was the only one that like lived in Manhattan. And it was just a different life and they resented me for being born. I didn't choose it. Like my alcoholic gambler father is so perfect. Anyway, to them, it was a big deal. So I didn't take to the culture because it wasn't a warmth that I felt as a child. And I'm not always a white girl with your daddy. Well, am I supposed to grow up loving that? No, I didn't love that. So I always sort of romanticized the white side of my family and the English and, ooh, there's castles and Shakespeare and Spice Girls. And that was more interesting to me because I could put it on a pedestal because I didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a faraway land. It sounds mystical. And I put my granddad on a pedestal. It was another alcoholic gambler and womanizer, you know. So it's that's how I grew up. And so I was like, I need something else. And then I got to LaGuardia. Mm-hmm. Some pretty white boys in LaGuardia.
I'm gonna live forever.
Oh my god, they played guitar and they had the long blonde hair and they would flip their hair and I was like, what the fuck? I was just like taken with this. And I still dated, like I had like a Mexican boyfriend when I was 15 who was like a lot older than me. He should be in jail. And he was really
how much older?
He was probably like 22 or something. And I was
I've heard way worse.
So. I was like 16. But that's not legal. And his dick was the most disgusting fucking cock I've ever seen in my life. It was like purple and short.
That's sad.
And his pubes.
So it was like the Grimace from McDonald's. It was just
His fucking pubes were like, you know those monkeys that have, was like Japanese monkeys.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
With the hair, with they look
like Planet of the Apes. Yeah.
Why his pubes were so straight and long, like I could fucking braid them. Oh, and his nipples were purple, and it just ugh. And that from that moment, I was like, I fucking like white guys. I'm not gonna experiment anymore. I know what I like. And I've hooked up. I had like a black guy threesome for New Year's right before the pandemic.
Yeah, who hasn't?
One of them was with a guy named Orgy. He's Nigerian, so I thought that was funny to have.
His name was Orgy. Threesome.
Yeah, only me. And But yeah, no, I know what I like. So then I didn't realize that I was dating guys that looked like my dad until my first boyfriend that I was telling you about with the cello and the Alec Baldwins. And I brought him, I had my dad over to his house and he walked in the door and his mom was like, I'm bowled over by how much he looks like Julian. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, they're identical. You don't see that? And I was like, no. And I felt really embarrassed. And then a friend of my family was like, oh, you date guys that look like your dad. And I'm like, no, I don't think they look alike. And now in retrospect, they do. And I felt embarrassed. And now I joke about it because people are going to notice anyway. And I want to beat them to the punch so they can't make fun of me because it's kind of gross. And I have one cousin I want to bang also. Oh, it's a really? Mess. But he lives in England.
On the white side.
I don't know him that well. And we have the same last name. So yes, we have a lot in common.
First, second, like, is this a first cousin, second cousin?
We are half cousins. So we have the same granddad, but not the same grandma.
Okay. So this is like a second, third cousin.
Yeah. He grew up in England. I didn't grow up with him. So I just met him as a hot adult. And I was like, who the fuck is this? And he's tall and he's got the abs and the, oh, and he got shot one time and he didn't know he got shot. And I was like,
oh, that's so hot. No, Chablis likes Bad Boys, Nicole, as I'm sure you know, but bad white boys.
I mean, I like Bad Boys, which sounds like it wouldn't be a thing, but like an example of a nerdy bad boy is I like this nerdy guy. I won't say his name. And the day I met him, he pulled out a knife and like cut open a fish. And I was like, that's such a manly thing to be able to do. Ooh. And it was a huge knife too. So he's like this total nerd, but he has like these down to earth skills.
You probably like Walter White.
Oh, Walter White from Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
That would be more into Jesse.
Jesse, no, she'd be into Jesse.
I like old nerdy guys. I don't have, first off, my dad has probably more hair than me. So I don't really have daddy issues, but if I did, it would be the nice hair.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, Walter White, people. I think that people think it's like, oh, I'm just attracted to my dad, but it's just that my dad's very good looking. He has a generic good looking white guy look. So right. It's not him specifically. I just like pretty white guys.
Yeah. I know. I like him too. Cool. Like I watched Saturday Night Live skit. Okay. So you can watch it on YouTube probably because it was this Saturday. And she's like, I like cringy white guys, give me all the cringe. So they do this segment with these three white guys lined up and each one's like weirder and weirder until she's just like, I'm gonna take her clothes off right now. Yeah, so I like
everybody's
the pretty white
their thing.
I like the nerdy, like really skinny and kind of awkward nerdy.
Yeah,
so
everybody's got their thing. It's important not to like skinny. Respect.
No, Shibley, Nicole, I will tell you, Nicole has a very narrow window of what she has, because she told me she went out with a guy that was too skinny, but then she'll say I like skinny guys, and then and by the way, when we first met, I asked her out and she told me no straight off and very bluntly, and has
I said you're too big
I didn't and, know when I, and when I lose 100 pounds I'll go back and she'll be like,
that's
you're too
what
skinny.
I said I was very nice.
Yes. You have a very I think sexuality is just so funny because it's really something you can't help, and it's like, here's the thing I'm attracted to, you know, like you can't.
Well, you I can explain the thin thing is about the hips, and I have voluptuous hips, and I like to wrap the hips around the thin, awkward, gangly waist. But they can't be too skinny. God. You have to eat. I know.
But you don't like the hip bones. But you don't like the hip bones and the protruding ribs. Not.
Yeah, okay. I don't like the ribs. Hip bones are okay. That's not something you can help. But like when they look like they haven't eaten a meal in a few days, it's just like a few
and
months.
And Chablis into abs. You like muscular white guys?
No, I don't like muscular.
No, Shibley does. Shibley does.
Oh, okay. So,
I wish I didn't like have all these specifications because I would probably be married by now, but I can't help it.
No, don't settle.
Exactly. I've had people get upset with me. And you know what? I heard a term recently used for Whoopi Goldberg that she's a bed wench. And I had never known what that was. And it's like a black woman that only fucks white guys. Or yeah, because it comes from slave times when you were like the slaves. You were the master's like sex slave. But it's like, what? How fucking insulting. Like, you think she can help what she's attracted to? It's like telling a gay person, oh, just be straight. Like, why don't you just like, it's like the you people are born with liking what they fucking like. And yeah,
I had one for that. Friend. Your genetics, like your DNA is asking for these genetic traits to be brought in. That's why we're attracted to pheromones.
I'm attracted to other people, but it like, it's just the, when I see them, it's just, you know, when a dog like senses something in the ears, that's me.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's me and pale women. Even before I got into the goth scene, like there was like, I had crushes on these like really pale women. And then I figured out, I'm like, wait a second, there's a common denominator here. There's a whole look. And then shortly thereafter, I found the goth scene. I'm like, oh, this is the look.
That's you.
Yeah,
it's nice to have that epiphany. Like, this is where I belong. This is like, this moves me.
But it's even weird to be a white guy that's really into white girls, really white. And that's unusual.
Then you sound like a white supremacist. You sound like a Nazi.
I know. And that's not the intent. And I've dated.
I feel bad sometimes too. I mean, I'm mixed and some people see me as black and some people just see me as white. And the people who see me just as white hear me talk about how much I love white dudes. It probably sounds, it makes me uncomfortable on stage because I'm like, they don't know that I'm mixed yet. So
freckles must throw a lot of people off.
Yeah. I'm just ambiguous. I'm whatever you need me to be.
I like the freckles. Freckles are nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've had a lot of, you know, girlfriends with freckles and, you know, you play connect the dots. It's great. But, this is going naughty boy. Fast, and that's when you know it's a really good show. But I was going to get into your burlesque career. Does that happen as well? And we're going to have you back because there's many more stories to come. And, you know, hopefully we'll be collaborating in Vegas very soon on some interesting shows. But
I hope so too.
Do you have a burlesque name? Because honestly, your name's a really good burlesque name as it is.
I know. I do different characters. So the first burlesque character I did, I stripped out of a burqa. Because I'm tired of how women are treated in Saudi Arabia. So that was a little scary because some people thought that wasn't PC, but fuck it. I was scared doing it that someone would find out from ISIS and come get me. Because they had a Muhammad painting contest in Texas and you're not supposed to depict his likeness. Right. And people got shot. So I was like, someone's going to find out about Sharia Fatwat and they're going to come get me. That was my name.
Sharia Fatwat.
Yes, because a fatwa is like a pure Caribbean enthusiasm. So fatwat, Sharia fatwat was that name. And then now I do Meghan Sparkle because I hear that I look like Meghan Markle with my dark hair. Yeah, so I always do a woman that's like escaping a bad situation. So it's Meghan leaving England and now they fucking treated her and all that stuff. So
I was wondering what the Meghan Markle thing was. People think you look like her because I've only seen you with the lighter hair. So I guess I'm missing.
Yeah. With the dark hair, I got it very often. Even before she was with the prince. I'm like, do you watch Suits? I'm like, no. Rachel Zane, you know? I'm like, what the fuck? Who watches USA, first of all? But I looked her up and I was like, thank you very much. I used to get Alicia Keys a lot and Punky Brewster.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. I'm not complaining.
No, I mean, you know, that's better than when I had long hair, I got Bruce Valanche, but that's a whole other story. Well, I had long hair. People told me I look like the wrestler Mankind, which is not as compliment.
What is that?
He's a guy who's so hideous, he wears a mask over his face.
Why would people say rude shit like that? I wouldn't even tell you if I had the thought.
And the finishing move that he had is not a wrestling move. He would take a dirty sweat sock, put it on his hand, and shove it down a guy's throat. That's what my friend said I look like. But, go ahead.
No, I was going to, well, what? It's almost time.
Yeah, I know, but.
Unfortunately, not that I want to go. You can see that the sun is setting on me as I sit at the window.
And your light's going out, but let's, I wanted to finish this because we're talking about burlesque and I know you had a show where you squirted breast milk all over the audience. So I did want to get that story in before we go.
That became my party trick. For the record,
I like you, but I think that's disgusting. I would be very upset if that happened to me. I'd be like,
but if some got in your eye, you would probably live to be like 100, right? So anyway, I was at a burlesque show with my friend who passed away, unfortunately. And from my breast milk. No, we went to two places. The first place I drank a bit. And then the second place, the guy knew me, the bartender knew me somehow. I guess he had seen a show of mine or something. I don't know. And he like hooked me up with a super fucking strong drink. And I was obliterated. Like people were like, are you okay? And in my head, I'm like, I look cool. Like what, you know, I thought I was passing for like normal. Let me stop you there, Shibley.
So the bartender's like, how's your newborn baby? Here's a strong fucking drink.
Right.
Well, moms can drink.
Well, I understand, but I would think
Think he knew about my baby. I think he knew me from a show. Like he's seen me do burlesque somewhere. Cause this was at Nurse Betty, which is a big burlesque club on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. So I say big, but it's like the size of a matchbox, but it's known for burlesque shows. So he was like, I saw you perform on blah, blah, blah. And and he wasn't a newborn. I think he was like a year and a half or two at this point. No, he was two. He was like two and anyway.
You're still lactating at that point?
I kept it going, my son, until he had 11 teeth. Yep. And I got hammered and I couldn't even like, I didn't know how drunk I was until after I'd gone on stage and I went up and Shelley Watson is hosting and she's fucking awesome. And she went to like Juilliard for voice and amazing voice. And she's hosting the show and she's like, who wants to come up? And because I wasn't performing that night, I was like, I'm going to come up. I want, you know, performers always want attention. And it was some Asian chick that really went up and I kind of muscled my way up there. And she was like, I think what you're about to do is a health code hazard. And I was like, whatever. And I sprayed everybody with my breast milk and they loved it.
I was gonna ask, what was the reaction?
They were laughing. They were like, yeah. And my friend took a video of it. And I was like, oh, you got to fucking delete that. He's like, everybody loved it. What are you talking about? Like, this was amazing. I was embarrassed the next day, but
people start sticking their tongues out and
they're just like, yeah,
laughing it up.
They were excited to get. I mean, look at these bad boys. Who would have wanted milk from that?
Started calling mommy.
Apparently, yeah. Nicole Six like would want milk from that, but other than that,
no.
If you ever go to New York, go to a place called The Box, and you will be freaked the fuck out. There's no label. It's just a door. It's like a black door. You don't know what the fuck is inside. It's a regular bottle
places
service.
Like that. There's places like that here in LA.
Oh, it looks like a regular bottle service, trendy. Like you got your table with your crew and a fucking promoter. And then at 1 a.m, a show will start and you will be traumatized. And that's all I'm going to say.
Last time I was in New York, I did a show like that. It was, they had midget jello wrestling, all sorts of stuff. It was great.
Okay. That's the kind of, where was this? I want to do that. That's another fetish I was going to bring up. My friend keeps messaging me. He wants to fuck a midget and watch their limbs.
Wow.
Bobble. I'm like, I used to fuck this person. What the fuck? Anyway.
Well, that's besides pale skin. That's a good way to end it. What is your fetish? What is your secret fetish besides pale skin?
It involves pale skinned people. I want to get gangbanged. I want a reenactment. I'm on the shore of like a Norwegian port and a fucking long ship pulls in and it's just got a group of like 18 Vikings. And I'm like, no. And all my husbands are out doing something else.
all the husbands
are off at war somewhere. And I'm like, ah. And I just get passed around by a group of Vikings.
So your ultimate fetish is the movie Breaking the Waves.
Is that a thing?
You've never seen Breaking the Waves?
I want my waves broken.
Shibley, seriously, you've never seen the movie Breaking the Waves?
No, I watched Vikings. I've watched Norsemen.
Watch Breaking the Waves as soon as you can. That is the plot of the movie.
Oh.
Emily Watson won she was nominated for the Academy Award. One of the best performances I've ever seen in my life.
I need a stiff one from like I want to be surrounded by dicks. I love it. I love it. Like, I wish I had a couple guys out here that could just all share me together. And that's my ultimate thing. Like, if I'm going to be single, I want to be busy with all sorts of dicks in my face. So,
well, that
I'm waiting for my vaccine so I can get into that shit. But anyway, that's.
Well, stay away from the Las Vegas comedy list, because there's plenty of guys there that would do that. But oh god,
no thank you.
No, me neither. No, me neither. No, I've been there, done that. Never again.
I've banged two comics ever, and like nobody knows about it. So
right. Yeah.
And, unfortunately. Both okay. underwhelming, and they know. They're aware. Okay. Anyway.
Right. All right.
This was so much fun. Thank you for having me.
It's a lot of fun. Please, Shibley, tell everybody all of your social media and what you got going on.
You can find me on Instagram at Foxy Shabs, Foxy, C-H-A-B-S. And I post most of my funny shit to Facebook. You can have me on Facebook too, Shibley Quarterman. And I'm just looking to run a show with a venue out here, hybrid burlesque comedy show, music. I want to run another, because I produce a lot of shows in New York that were like that. I did Vamped and I did Foxy Dazzling Rendezvous. And I want to do something like that. If we can get the venue, that would be fucking cool.
Like I say, I think I'm going to be out next month. So we'll definitely talk about it. And Nicole, great to have you back.
Thank you. Right now you can add me as Nicole H6 on Facebook or at Nicole 6 Books on Instagram. That's my only social media right now because I'm rebranding since I'm working on the script and a couple of acting gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! And, awesome.
Yeah, good for you. And I'm working on one of those scripts. And
yes, you are.
Commercial that you're looking for. And I'm Goth Comedian on all social media. Shibley's light's going out. She's looking more and more goth as we go. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.